Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with fabulous shows week after week, breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. You know, we're smart, savvy businesswomen building that business and raising our families, and I can't wait. You know, I love my Tuesdays. And the fantabulous, yeah, I know it's a made-up word, but it's my word, for Janice Clark. And Janice Clark is here today, and I'm going to get right to it with the Social Media Help Not Hype show. She's a great guest on. We have great stuff we're going to be talking about. So right over to Janice. Hello.
Hello, Dori. How are you doing today?
I am awesome, but I'm like running like
crazy. We're always awesome, aren't we?
Life is great. Well, you know, yeah, I am. I just always feel that way. You know, it's very rare I'm not awesome, so thank goodness.
I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't busy.
There you go.
Oh, my there goodness. Well, I wanted to do this show today for some time. I a very common question that new clients ask, or, you know, people that I'm working with in a mentoring capacity ask is, you know, what am I supposed to do online? What am I supposed to say? And what am I supposed to, you know, how am I supposed to act? And what am I supposed to put out there? And so I've wanted to do this show on authenticity for a long time and just talk a little bit about how to be more authentic online. You know, and this is a big buzzword. I've kind of been torn about it. I really like to give very specific assistance on these calls. I like to make sure I'm being very specific in what I'm telling people to do, and I don't use a lot of buzzwords. And authenticity has become a kind of a buzzword over the years. People want you to be more authentic. You need to be more authentic in your messaging, in your branding. So today I wanted to show you in a couple of different ways really how you can be more authentic online. And you wouldn't think it's something that we would have trouble doing. I mean, you're a real person. You're a real live person over there, Dori. So when you get on your computer, you should continue to be a real live person. But what very often happens is there's a disconnect somewhere between real life and the time people sit down at their computer to network in an online environment. They don't know what to say. It's no longer a fast, two-way conversation, meaning it's not always an immediate, I say something, you say something. You know, it's difficult in many instances, impossible to see body language, to look somebody in the eye, and it can often feel like you're talking to yourself. And people lose track of what they're supposed to be saying, and they tend to fall into this pattern of tweeting, promoting, hashtag, pretty much promoting, you know, status update, hashtag, you know, scheduling it all out, and then they don't get back to their sites, they don't listen, and that's not who they really are. They're not being authentic online. So I put out a blog post about how to convey your authenticity online. But I also wanted to do a little show and tell today. I wanted to bring in a very, very good friend of mine, Mary Giuseppe. And when you think about being authentic, if you know this woman, when you think about being authentic, you just have to think of her because that's the only way you can describe Mary. Mary has done everything. She is just absolutely an incredible person. Mary is a former Ford model. She is a branding consultant. She's an image consultant, branding expert. She travels all over the place. She has, she has children. She has a little granddaughter who is just precious as precious can be. She is a published author. She has a new book out called Straight Up with a Twist, and she is just an all-around amazing woman. To be honest with you, she's one of those women we love to hate because she's beautiful, she's smart, she is savvy, she's a business owner. Mary is just an all-around amazing lady that I am so blessed to have met. Are you with me, Mary?
Thank you so much, Janice. Yes, I am. I'm blessing here. You got me blessed.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you. I love you, too.
I love you, too, dear. I love you,
Talk
too.
About
you are just
baby.
You are just incredible, and all of those things are true. And she is just as authentic and genuine as you can possibly be. And back when I went to college, back when I was in high school and I was in college, we were always told if you're going to start a business, you know, you have to have this persona. There are things you never discuss. You know, you have to be, especially if you're a woman, you know, you have to be extremely professional. You never discuss politics. You never discuss religion. And in fact, I was once told I shouldn't even express strong opinions because it might offend somebody who could potentially become a client of mine. And the problem with that is you become so bland and so vanilla that, you know, maybe you don't offend anybody, but you're not memorable to anyone either. And if you're not memorable in this day and age, you're out of business. You've got to make people remember you. And that means stepping out and being yourself and being authentic. So in addition to talking a little bit today about some things you can do to be more authentic, I wanted to bring Mary on and hoping that, you know, as we talk here, she'll jump in and she'll share a little bit about what she's done to really just step out and be herself and maybe talk to us a little bit about her book and some of her goals. As we talked about the book, and I was asking her, what are your goals for this book and what are your goals for this launch? You know, she had some lovely things to say about helping women just step out and take that next step, you know, get out of their comfort zone, do something a little different, really, really step out of their comfort zone and step into their own skin. So let's get started with a few things that you can do if you're an entrepreneur and you want to really take a step back and start being more authentic. Really let your personality shine through. You're an incredible person. You know, look at your own life. Look at what you've done. Look at all that you've accomplished. Make a list if you need to. You know, I ask some people, what have you accomplished? And they say nothing. And we really have to sit down and we'll come up with a list of 30 things that they didn't even consider to be accomplishments until we really sat down and talked about them. Sit down and really think, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What really differentiates you from anyone else? Make that list and then consider these things as you're out networking for your business, promoting your business. And this is either online or face-to-face out in the real world. The very first thing, and I've listed quite a few things, and I'm only going to touch on a few of these because I really want to get Mary in here and hear what she has to say. But you can see all of them on my blog at BizM Solutions blog. It's the latest blog post out, and it's how to convey authenticity online. The very first thing is you want to be real. Now, that probably sounds like a bit of a line there. We're talking about authenticity, and I'm telling you, you need to be real. The thing is that no one is just one thing. I see a lot of Facebook pages and a lot of Twitter feeds that they're only sharing one thing, and that's their latest blog post, or that's you know, things like buy from me or hire me, whatever the case may be. If you scroll down through the feed, it's just one thing, and no one is just one thing. Your audience really wants to resonate with you. Do more than just talk about your business and what you want people to do. Do more than say buy from me or buy this product or hire me. Share with them a bit of who you really are. If you have a great sense of humor, then show it. It's great to post a Happy Friday, fun dancing puppy message, no matter what your business is. You know, it's fabulous to share some of the things you're doing within your community. Maybe it's volunteer efforts. Maybe there's a cause that's simply dear to your heart. Share that. One of the things, and I've shared this many times in the past, is there was a time when there was a gentleman, he and I had been trying to connect. He was considering hiring us, and we kept passing each other. I'd reach out to him, and he would be busy, and he would reach out to me, and I would be in meetings, and then he would be gone, and it had become almost a joke of us trying to get in touch with each other. And one day, I had posted a picture of my German Shepherd up on Facebook, and he reached out to me through the Facebook message, and he shared that he had had one as well several years before, and we started chatting, and he made the time to talk to me. And I know we went on to talk, and actually he went on to hire us and has been with me for quite a few years now. But what made him take the extra time, make the extra time, was seeing a little something we had in common. you know, he saw that picture of that beautiful dog, and it just kind of brought up a warm feeling, and suddenly I stood out above all the other people trying to get in touch with him. Suddenly I stood out, and he had a reason to make the time to connect with me. Think about that when you're posting online. Are you giving people a reason to remember you, a reason to want to connect with you? The second thing is remember the people. You never want to forget those numbers on your social media sites and in your email list. Those are all real people out there. They're not just numbers that are going up and down. They aren't just algorithms. Those are actual real people with families and parents, grandparents, kids, pets, jobs, mortgages, businesses. They have problems just like you do. They have struggles just like you do. They need time off just like you do. Remember who those people are, and don't forget the types of things they really are looking for when they log into their social accounts. They aren't looking to you to blast marketing messages at them all the time. They're looking to make a human connection. And that gets lost so often in the networking process. Every one of those numbers are real, live people. If you can solve a problem for them, if you can help them to see you as a real human being as well who has a genuine interest in them, you are going to become unstoppable very, very quickly. And Mary, you are truly a woman I would also describe as being completely unstoppable when it comes to all the things you've done.
Thank you, Janet.
Name something, and Mary will say, "Oh yeah, I did that."
Oh God, yeah. You know.
So, and you've had a business offline, You've had businesses offline, online. You've done everything.
Yeah. And I must say that the online business to me is very intriguing, because many times we think that when we go online or when we go on television or when we're on radio, that we actually become, you know, one-dimensional or two-dimensional, and we lose mm-hmm. that third layer of dimension that makes us real people. But in honesty, that's not true. People who have successful online businesses, people that create successful online networks, do that because they actually are three-dimensional to mm-hmm. their friends on Instagram or their followers on Facebook or the people that tweet back and forth. You know, so how do we become three-dimensional? And I think it really has to do with your brand. You know, if you don't think that you have a brand, ask your kid to do a commercial about who you are. And trust me, when you see what your kid's commercial is of you, you will understand all about your brand. And it's up to you to even, you know, to accept the commercial that's just been run about who you are, or to make a new commercial. Well, you know, your online following is the exact same thing. What they're doing is they're developing a brand, an understanding, an intangible understanding about who you are, what you like, what your footprint is going to be in the world, and mm-hmm. why you're online. Mm-hmm. And depending upon how you communicate, they will develop a concept of your brand and then make an immediate decision. I'm in or I'm out. I either like that brand or I don't want anything to do with that brand. And, you know, our behavior online is what determines the integrity of our brand. So in my opinion, the words that we choose and the limits we set for our communication online really begins to develop our brand strategy for how people perceive us. And it's really, really important for us to make up our minds, ladies, who we want to be when we grow up in the real world. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. internet is a clear, clean slate. Nobody knows who you are when you create your first online name. And it's up to you to convey and communicate who you are and how you can connect and help other people online. So choose your words carefully, choose your graphics carefully, and, you know, and pick your battles carefully, because all of those will determine the brand that you create online. So that, I think, mm-hmm. that's the most important consideration for me.
Yeah, and I want to stress also, as Mary's talking, Mary Ann is a branding expert. I've had the opportunity to help some of her clients, and she does just a tremendous job helping people develop their identity online. And, well, first of all, I need to share with you something. You said, you know, if you want to know your brand, you know, ask your kids to make a commercial. I should tell you that my little girl was looking at some of my online sites with me this past weekend, and she tells me I have to change my Twitter header because she said she's 6 years old. She said, I have to change my Twitter header because it looks a little childish, she says.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Coming from a six-year-old, right? No, she is no ordinary six-year-old. Little Dot is going to be president of these United States someday.
You know, that's a little childish, she says. I think it's just too bright, too colorful. Just do something different. So I'll be changing my Twitter header soon.
There you go. The colors that we use online, the colors that we communicate with online are very important because color has impact. It's nonverbal. And people make up their mind about you immediately. It's within a tenth of a second that when someone sees a visual image of you online or on television, that, or in a magazine, or in a book, or in a photo album, that they create an entire picture of who you are by what you show them.
I always compare your website and your social backgrounds and things to your clothing. When you walk into a networking event, when you walk into any event, a party, whatever it happens to be, and people catch their first glimpse of you, in that glimpse, they start forming opinions of you. And if you have really put some thought and effort into your brand, into your colors, into your website design, into your social profiles, it really shows. And it's the equivalent of showing up dressed to the nines with your hair done and a great outfit that shows you put some time into it. On the other hand, throwing up a quick website and using graphics that are not completely professional, it's the equivalent of showing up in a pair of sweatpants. It looks like you rolled out of bed and you really don't care. And that's not the impression most of us want to leave. Most of us, if you've gone this far, if you have this business, you really do want people to care. You want clients. You want partners who are going to refer business back to you. So these are some things, and these are some ways that you can let your personality shine through, that you can let people, give people a glimpse of who you really are and help them to resonate with your brand, is in paying attention to the colors, paying attention to the amount of time and amount of detail that's gone into your graphics, that's gone into your website, that's gone into your social profiles. And all of these things are exceptionally important. Now, we are about, Dori can correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're about halfway through, and Dori will have a word from our sponsors. Dori, am I on target there?
Yes, because you know what, I did put in a little extra time. That way, if we go a couple of minutes over, we don't need the great information that you and Mary are sharing.
I'm a talker.
But yes, for those of you, we love that. It's, you know, hard to be silent on the radio.
I have a faithful radio. What can I tell you?
There's no fear of that, Dori. No fear of that.
Not at all. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio, and we're going to hear a word from our sponsors today, who are Sane Spaces and Best Life Coaching. Life Coaching and Beyond. I have too much stuff going on in my brain right now. You have no idea. So thank goodness these commercials are recorded. Here they come.
CenaBlock's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, CenaBlock founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. CenaBlock is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
Hi, my name is Peggy Caruso, and I am the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. I'm an executive and personal development coach, author, and 8-time entrepreneur. I have 22 years' experience. I'm able to extend my life coaching services due to my experience and education with NLP and hypnotherapy. I assist entrepreneurs, executives, stay-at-home moms, college students, teens, and children. My newest book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, is a book for parents on preventative measures to avoid the negativity of bullying, cutting, divorce, social media, and internet issues. I also help parents understand the developmental periods of a child's life and what happens during those times. I then implement success principles and I assist children in becoming a kidpreneur. I have them focus on persistence, gratitude, and masterminding.
And you can meet all of our mompreneur sponsors at on our website at wordofmomradio.com. And we have fabulous sponsors, and new sponsors are joining every month now. So it's getting really exciting as we are closing in. We're finishing out our second year. Do you realize that, Janice?
Wow. That's incredible.
The last two shows of our second year, and March 5th, we kick off Word of Mom March in our third year on the air.
That's incredible.
Congratulations, ladies.
Yeah. It's exciting. We have a lot of exciting stuff going on. But I want to get back to you guys because, I mean, you know me as far as being authentic online. I don't know how to be anything else. So... But it's amazing.
That's why you're going into year three, Dory, because you've mastered this. You are authentic. You are transparent. And, transparency is key to developing a good online persona. People want to know that you are what you are.
I have to agree. And it's funny because, I'm an optimistic person. It's just my personality. And there are times that people are like, oh, well, you've had it so easy. It's like, hey, trust me. Life has never been, anybody's had a, you want to categorize an easy life. It's not been an easy life, but it's been a fabulous life. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You don't have to have everything to have everything. And it's the truth. It really is. So back to you guys, because, I love what you're sharing and I want you to keep sharing.
Excellent. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, we have been talking about how to convey authenticity online, some things you can do to be more authentic and to let people see who you really are. And we've talked about being real, being your real self, showing more than just one aspect of your personality, being three-dimensional. We talked about remembering that people are listening. It can get discouraging sometimes, especially as a new entrepreneur, when you're talking and you're sharing and you're brand new and nobody's listening. It looks like nobody's listening. Nobody's talking back. No one's engaging. You have to remember that approximately 91% of the people online are lurkers. They're just looking. They're not going to talk. They're not going to engage. They're not going to jump in and participate. They're just watching. That's fine. Remember that while you're sharing, people really are out there listening. Those numbers really are people, and they really are listening. The next thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is revealing details. Privacy is exceptionally important, and you, of course, want to make sure that you keep your private life private. But there are some details that you can share that can make you really appear to be more open and more giving. Share a few perceived industry secrets. Show them how to do something. Offer your audience a tool or something they might not have been aware of. Offer them a better way or an easier way of doing something without appearing to receive anything in return. Do it out of the kindness of your heart. Do it because these are all things that are going to give them a glimpse into the person you truly are. They're going to see you as being a good, kind, generous person. They're going to want to, you want to be around people like that, people who are articulate, intelligent, who are kind, who are giving, who are loving. You want to be around people like that, whether it's a person or a brand. They will keep coming back for more, and it won't be long before they're going to be encouraging you to talk about what you have to sell. They're going to be saying, so what do you do? What do you have to offer? And it's going to be an open invitation for you to share more about your business, for you to share more about your brand. to appear to be more authentic online, to be more, I will tell you something about that particular thing. I had a guy a few years ago who I was trying to explain a few of these things to him, and about being giving and sharing and being open. And he said, well, you know, you're telling this from a perspective that I'm a giving, open person. He said, what if I'm not? What if I'm not a giving person? What if I'm a very secretive person? What if? And I said, well, in that case, you deserve to fail. I can't help you. And we both laughed.
I hope. I open those doors, baby. Keep something away out of the safe. You know?
There you go. Just fail. Go ahead. Lay down and fail. I don't care. If you're a terrible person, I'm not going to help you at all. So I'm sure everyone here is generous.
It's amazing to me that people, you know, there's two models in life, and I talk about this in my book. There is the scarcity model, and there is the abundance model. So the scarcity model, and we're taught these things from very young children, is, you know, you're offered a tray of cookies, and, you know, your parents say, only take one. You know what I mean? You've got to leave some for the rest. And, mm-hmm. yes, we need to be polite. We don't want to eat all the cookies off the tray because that certainly builds the brand. That's not necessarily good for us. However, you know, sometimes people hold their information so close, thinking that they're going to run out of information, or somehow competition is going to eat them, you know, devour them if they share their secrets. And in reality, abundance is truly the way to develop a huge presence in life and online. To believe that the reservoir of wisdom is always going to be full, and that what, as you grow as a human being, what you share will also grow. So even though you may give the 7 secrets to success today, in 5 years, if you're asked what those 7 secrets are again, guess what? You'll have new insights, mm-hmm. and 7 new secrets. And the people that you help along the way will, if you let them in on your secrets and share your abundance, they are going to be arm in arm with you. And they're going to look for people to walk together in their journey mm-hmm. toward a successful and happy life, rather than be sparring with you and be selfish of the wisdom that mm-hmm. you're given. So, you know, I think the abundance way to create an online brand is the way to go. People want to be lifted up. And if they can come mm-hmm. to your website or read your blog or, you know, go to your Twitter feed or go to Instagram, knowing that somewhere in what you say there's going to be a message that lifts them up, they'll come to you every single day.
Yes, they will. They certainly will. And you know, I think that's really the key. You know, this all begins much further back than just sitting down at your computer saying, okay, well, let me share a little extra information today. That mentality of abundance truly is where it all begins. You're not going to run out of information. You aren't going to run out of anything, as a matter of fact. One of my favorite quotes, I love quotes. I'm always sharing one of my favorites. There are a trillion favorites. But one I like for this particular show says, no one ever became poor by giving. Mm. You know, I have never been able to give away so much that I had nothing left. I just haven't been able to. Whether it's information or goodwill or a referral, and both of you ladies, I've got to say, are just the epitome of this thought process. Dory, Mary, both of you just have these beautiful, wonderful, generous hearts, and I know that you feel that there is plenty of everything to go around. You know, Dory has had a quote that she has shared for many years, and I've repeated it because, you know, I love quotes. and it says something like, and Dory, you may have to jump in and help me because we've said so many over the years, but something like, you know, when you climb the ladder of success, don't forget when you finally walk through that door to reach back and grab the hand of the person behind you. You know, keep bringing someone with you. Keep pulling someone else through. It's so important that you have that feeling of abundance. And you know, again, you two ladies, I wanted to do a show and tell because when it comes to authenticity, when it comes to abundance, The two of you, your pictures could be in the dictionary. And I'm just so blessed to be here with the both of you. And that's why you're both seeing success. And I wanted Mary to share a little bit with us today. You know, Dori is doing some wonderful things, and I hope we can do a show talking about some of the things she's doing with her new company. Mary is just launching a new book that we've been working on for a long time, and it's just fantastic. And I was hoping you would share a little bit about that with us too, because you know, there's a lot of different messages in the book. Honestly, you could probably change the title 14 ways, and it would fit a lot of different.
Well, we tried a few, yes.
We tried. I was hoping you'd share a little bit about it, though, and what you're doing with it, and kind of how all this, and I can jump in, too, with the marketing aspect about how authenticity is going to make this book a bestseller, because it's going to be.
Thank you. From your lips to God's ears, Janice, from your lips to God's ears. You know, writing this book has been just an incredible journey, and my inspiration behind the book was that, you know, sometimes in the world of self-help and in the world of wanting people to really live their best lives and be empowered and become the best version of themselves, I have found, as a relationship expert all these years, that we, all of us, seem to get stuck. And the epiphany that I had is that many of us, A, are not aware that we're stuck, and B, don't understand how to get unstuck. And the book is all about that. So I know that many women, we love to have pity parties, we commiserate, we come together, we talk about this, and after a while, this socialization that we do in our lives is about being stuck, not about getting unstuck. So I am offering to women the opportunity to get unstuck. You know, we are our behavior. If we change the behavior, guess what? We're going to change the way we think about ourselves, and we're going to change the way we feel about ourselves. So instead of looking at women from the inside out, feelings and thoughts, let's just talk about how they show up in the world. So straight up with the twist, sort of divides women into categories based on how they show up in the world, how people experience them.
And it's just a fun book. I got to tell you, I've got to chime in here. It is just a fun book. This is not a typical a typical dry self-help book, because Mary is being authentically Mary as she writes the book, and it's just, I had so much, I've read it several times now, I've had so much fun working on this.
Thank you.
And it really ties into the very beginning of becoming your authentic self. Many entrepreneurs don't know who that is. They're having a hard time being authentic online because they don't know who that person is.
They do not understand how they're being perceived. And the thing is that, you know, I always say embrace your rough edges because they're ruffles in disguise, girls. You know, it's not like, you know, that our rough edges are ruffles. You know, who doesn't like a few ruffles? You know, and, you know, even potato chips, the ruffles have ridges. They taste better. It holds the dip better. Girls, celebrate your rough edges. But first, we have to know what they are. We have to know what those rough edges are. And the book really defines that. You know, Living Straight Up with a Twist, which is the name of the book, Straight Up with a Twist, is really about stepping into your power and feeling that you're enough. Because guess what? You are. And by the way, at the end of the day, you're all you have. We are all we have. And if we can understand that we're enough and that to be real is not to be perfect, and it's okay not to be perfect as long as
I love that statement. You're enough. You have to understand that you're enough. And you know, again, this could be translated into, you know, so many different things. But, you know, again, for the purpose of this call in particular, going back to the authenticity, you know, I speak with so many clients who are just terrified to let the world see who they are because they aren't comfortable with that person. They don't think they're enough. They want to be something better. They want to look like somebody who jets across the country and attends great parties, or maybe they want to look like somebody who's, you know, selling millions of dollars, who never makes a mistake, who, you know, always is impeccably dressed, and they aren't happy with who they are. They don't think that what they have to offer is enough. And I love Mary's message that you are enough. Whatever that happens to be, you're enough.
Yes, and oftentimes, especially online, I have found that it is the rough edges. It is the fallible moments in our lives that create the synergy with our audience. It is the, oh, my God, moment. You know, I went into the store to buy this, and this happened, and I ran into this person, and here I am, you know, in my pajamas, and I was only supposed to be out for 5 minutes. It is the fallible moments in our lives. It is the rough edges that become ruffled that actually creates your market share in the virtual world, because that woman or that gentleman can relate to you as a human being, like your dog story. You know, Janice, here you are trying to get in contact with a client or a potential client, and what did it take for that person to connect with you is the fact that you both like dogs. And that brought you together. Well, in the real world, you know, women's moms especially, my God, you know, we just go from one, you know, comedy to the next in our lives, right?
Yep, mompreneur I am.
Yeah, one year missed, you know, we're either ducking or we're jumping or we're hiding or, you know, I mean, that's what we do. And so to try to say that that doesn't exist in our lives is really to push our potential audience far, far away from us. What we need to do is bring those experiences in and say, so this is what happened to me this morning, what happened to you? That is what creates a three-dimensional online audience that's going to stick with you because they get who you are, and that's because you are enough. You're just not perfect.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Love it. Love it. Absolutely. Where can we grab this book if we want it?
Well, I think we can get it on Amazon.
We can get it yet.
don't get it yet.
Mary is, you know, again, such a wonderfully kind and generous and an abundant person. She is, I can't say enough good things about this woman. I really can't. She and I are going to be together forever. She and I and Dory are going to be together forever because these are two women that, you know, I respect and I love and I just adore working with them. Mary is going to be offering her book in honor of the Valentine's Day week. She is launching it, and you can pick it up, the Kindle version, for free on Amazon starting February 10th through the 14th. You can go and grab a copy absolutely free and get to see you know, all these neat things she's talking about, and the book is straight up with a twist, and you'll see Mary posting about it and sharing more online. On Twitter, she is Mary Giuseffe, MaryGiuseffi. She'll be sharing it. I'll be sharing it next week. Janice_Clark on Twitter, and also BizM Solutions over on Facebook and Google Plus and, well, pretty much everywhere. And if you have any trouble finding it, let us know. So much goes into your authenticity. So much goes into being you. I mean, go walk away and look in a mirror right now. Don't walk away yet unless you have a headset because, you know, you don't want to lose the rest of the show. But you know, go look in a mirror. And you don't leave yet. Wait, hold on. Don't follow that advice. Don't leave yet. I'm not perfect. I just told everyone to get off the show, Dory. I'm really sorry. Look in a mirror when you get off the phone today. Look in a mirror and just think of everything that makes up you. Think of it. You know, are you a mom? Are you a business owner? Are you trying to be a business owner? Do you have pets? Do you have stepkids? Do you have a yard that needs mowed or, unfortunately, in our case, shoveled? You know, are you, you know, trying to lose weight, gain weight, grow your hair, cut your hair? There's so much that goes into who you are. Community service, your friends, the people who rely on you, families, so much that goes into who you are. you want to share a little of that with people. You know, you want to share. People are looking for answers. Your online audience is looking for answers. Share with them. Here's what I'm working on this morning. You know, what are you working on? Share some struggles with them. If you're struggling, if you have struggled in the past to do things, it's okay to share that and let them know how you overcame the situation. Share your story in the form of your blog posts, your videos, your photos. You know, while we were on the phone today, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this call because I heard a dozen quote photos that we could do for both Dory and Mary, and maybe a few for myself. And that's
yes,
okay, too. I'm going to have to go back and listen, though, because I can't type and talk and think and get really excited about what I'm typing and talking and thinking about all at the same time.
Yeah, that's why you have
none of us can.
So I can be tweeting out these quotes. I've been tweeting out little sound bites and posting them throughout the show. That's why I'm here.
Wonderful.
Thank goodness.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you.
The point of the whole show is you really are enough. You know, truly, that's
yes,
such a great
are.
Message to share, Mary. You really are
you.
Enough. And we want to help you. We want to help you. Dory wants to help you. Mary wants to help you. I want to help you. And on this show, right here, right now, are three women who have truly done and are doing and will be doing everything. And we are all reaching out our hands and wanting to help lift you up just the way we've been helped in the past. We want to pay that forward because we know we're enough. Now, we're hoping to communicate to you that you are as well so that you can be more authentic in your personal relationships, because this isn't just about business, although this show is about business. The things we're saying here hold true in business, in your romantic relationships, your relationships with your kids, even with your dogs. Even a dog knows when you're trying to be something you're not. You know, another quote that I absolutely adore is if you think you're important, just go try boss somebody else's dog around. Doesn't work.
That is true.
We love you. We want to help. So, and Dory, I think we are coming to the end here. So I'm just encouraging everyone to reach out to us online. You all know Dory and how amazing she is. And you can find me over on Twitter, Janice_Clark. You can find Mary. Mary is everywhere as well. She's on YouTube. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. She's on Google+. Mary Giuseffe, MaryGiuseffi. Reach out to us. Just reach out and say hello. She's on Instagram. She's got an amazing following over there. Gorgeous photos and a really engaged audience. So connect with her over there because she truly rules that platform. And until next time, just be sure to say hi. We love you, Mary.
Love you.
And thank you. You know, I just want to do a little quick bit of housekeeping for Word of Mom Radio tomorrow on the Sneaky Mom Show with Kaz Winters. Kaz is going to be sharing Valentine's love and ways to create some great memories with your kids and help them express those feelings of love. And then Thursday, I have the husband and wife team behind the creation, development, and explosive growth of the relaunch podcast. Joel and Dr. Pei will be here with me Thursday on the Mompreneur Model Show. So I'm very excited about sharing them. And I want to say happy birthday to Kathleen Ettinger, one of our sponsors over at Peascape. She's here in the chat room today, and it's her birthday, and she's enjoying this as a great birthday present to herself. Talk about being an authentic person. She's just absolutely wonderful. She really is. And I love, that's I think what resonates with all of the women that are part of the Word of Mom Radio family, is that we are definitely authentically ourselves.
That's right. And love every one of these ladies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we actually have somebody here that wants to ask a question. So I'm going to bring them in really quick in the 408 area code. We literally have a minute left of this show, so ask your question quick.
Oh, hey, this is AJ. I wanted to talk to you guys about how you guys are finding social media like Facebook. Do you guys like it? Do you not like it? And
absolutely.
You know,
it's fabulous.
Oh, you love it? Oh, awesome.
Love
so
it.
Basically, Awesome. Well, basically, I had called in yesterday to another talk show radio based on advice from a friend. I know I don't have much time left, but it's one of the shows on in the LA talk show circuit, call-in radio circuit. And I wanted to discuss a technique I developed, a model, if you will, and it's designed to help people improve wellness using Facebook, especially if they're using social media.
You're not going to have any time to do this. We actually have 14 seconds left of this show. So
okay, no problem.
Well, I'm so sorry. I really am, but thank you so much for calling in.
Sure, no
ladies,
problem. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. You know, and for those of you tuning in, enjoy the archive. Enjoy us live. We can be live at any time for you because that's what's so great about the archive. It really is. So thank you very much for a fabulous show today and a great conversation. Mary, come back. Share again.
Oh, thank
come back
you.
To
My
the
pleasure.
Authors Alley. Yeah, we actually have I do an Authors Alley show the second Wednesday of every month. So maybe next month we could actually bring the book on and really talk about the book, because it sounds like a really fun book.
Oh, thank you, Dory. I'm in. Just let me know. I'm in. And thank you, Janice. And I love you both. And,
I love you, too. I'm excited.
If what your favorite drink says about you, my favorite drink is a mimosa. So I don't know what that would say about you.
Champagne girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dory is a champagne girl.
Well, Dory, Janice, I look forward to that Wednesday conversation, and we'll go through those personalities, and we will just chat up all the girls.
Yay!
That
would
be
great.
That would really be fun.
Oh, Dory should come to the hangout. We're going to be doing a hangout, launching your book, launching Mary's book, Dory.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be so much fun for you to come.
What
awesome.
Are we doing
this? Oh, I've got to pull my calendar up.
I think
the 10th, I think.
I'll post it on our Word of Mom Radio page and everything else along with the link for this archive and stuff. So I would
Excellent.
Be more than happy. Yeah, that sounds
awesome.
Like
thank you.
Fun.
Awesome.
You are welcome.
Yes.
So,
Power
Mary,
girls
thank
unite.
You for being here. Janice, thank you for another fabulous show as always. And to all of you tuning in here at Word of Mom Radio, we so appreciate the time that you spend with us. So thank you for being here, and go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now, everybody.